This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has selected the leader of a state-funded technology agency to become his third economic development director. Nixon announced today that he had picked Jason Hall to lead the State Department of Economic Development. Hall has been the director for the state-funded Missouri Technology Corporation since 2009. The corporation's purpose is to promote economic development through technology and business. Hall replaces David Kerr, who announced last month that he would step down at the end of the year. Nixon's first economic development director was St. Louis attorney Linda Martinez, who resigned after less than a year following apparent disagreements with Nixon. The appointment to lead the Economic Development Department still needs Senate confirmation. A St. Louis man is the second person to seek damages from a grocery store chain after being sickened in an E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. 61-year-old Charles Meyer filed suit on Thursday against St. Louis-based Chinook Markets, Inc. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Meyer became sick after eating salad bar items several times in mid-October at one of the chain's groceries. He was treated in a hospital cardiac unit and alleges he has not fully recovered. Earlier this month, a woman filed suit against Chinook's after she suffered permanent kidney damage from an E. coli infection after eating salads at another store. Health officials have said the lettuce was contaminated prior to distribution to Chinook's. A state constitutional amendment proposed in the Missouri Senate would bar governments from requiring people to have health insurance. Missouri voters approved a nearly identical state law in August of last year that challenges the federal health care law's requirements that most people get insurance by 2014. Supporters say they are trying to protect Missourians from being forced to buy something they don't want and that a constitutional amendment would strengthen those protections. Critics contend the proposals are more about politics than policy. They also say state legislation is unlikely to overturn the federal overhaul or prevent Missouri from complying with it. Lawmakers start their annual legislative session on Wednesday. The Missouri Department of Transportation is facing a leaner, more streamlined future as 2012 approaches. The agency decided this year to address its budget troubles with a plan to lay off workers, close some facilities, and sell off equipment. MoDOT Director Kevin Keith says it was a difficult step to take, but he's optimistic that 2012 won't be as rough.
We're going to focus on a couple things. Keep our roads and bridges in good condition, try to keep our citizens safe, and look for the opportunity to do great things.
Keith says that because of the tough budget decisions, MoDOT will have an extra $117 million a year to maintain the state's roads and bridges. The Sisters of Mercy Health System is taking over a hospital about 15 miles northeast of Joplin that it paid to expand after its own hospital was destroyed in the spring's deadly tornado. The Joplin Globe reports that the transfer of the city-owned McCune Brooks Regional Hospital in Carthage becomes official on Sunday. The Carthage City Council approved Mercy's 50-year lease of the hospital in November. Starting with the new year, the hospital will change its name to Mercy McCune Brooks Regional Hospital. In 2 years, it will become Mercy Carthage. Mercy paid to expand McCune Brooks' bed space and services after Mercy St. John's Regional Medical Center in Joplin took a direct hit from the twister. McCune Brooks says more services are to come as a result of the lease. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.